Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good, Larry. How are you? Thanks for having us.
It's wonderful to have you here. And tell me, you're all here because there's a new Pittsburgh Puppetry Guild.
Yeah, there's a new Pittsburgh Puppetry Guild, and we are hosting our first event tonight.
You know what? Hang on a minute here. Just give me a second. I need a puppet to assist me. Now we're going to be able to hear you really well. Good morning.
Good morning.
That's better, isn't it?
It is so much better.
Cheryl Capizzuti of Capizzuti, or Studio Capizzuti,
yeah,
has been at it for a long time with puppets. And you've got now a Pittsburgh Puppetry Guild where there was none before, right?
There was not a Pittsburgh Puppetry Guild before. I think maybe a decade ago someone tried to put one together and it didn't work. But it's really working this time and we're producing our first event. And I brought my friends with me to talk about it.
Now, Guild has... We kind of talk about guilds as an informal thing, but there's actually a long tradition in the arts of guilds, right?
Absolutely. Like sort of the banding together of artists or craftsmen to promote their work is a longstanding tradition. And I think we're affiliated with Puppeteers of America, which is a national group that promotes the art of puppetry. And our guild is sort of like the local band of puppet lovers that... We are banding together for our first event tonight.
Well, how nice. And there are three other. And puppeteer is the right word, right?
I think puppeteer is the right word.
So we have three other puppeteers here. And we're just going to meet them one by one. Hello.
Hi. I'm Kirsten Irvin, and I prefer puppetress. But, yeah.
Puppetress, but that's fine.
Both are good.
Puppet master is not really, because you probably have a more... egalitarian relationship with your puppets, I think.
Every now and then I'm referred to as puppet master, but it's a little uncomfortable.
Tell me about yourself.
Oh, hi. Well, I have worked around the puppet scene in Pittsburgh for a while and have worked with Cheryl and Tom Sarver and other folks that are active in puppetry. And this is the first time in the past I've done a lot of puppet shows where I've worked with... people with disabilities creating their own puppet shows, but this is the first time I've actually put together my own puppet show just myself, so I'm excited.
And what got you interested in puppets? I think a lot of us have puppets when we're mm-hmm. children. I had my favorite little puppet of a monkey that I used to play with all the time. I would love to have him back again, but I'm not sure whatever happened to him. And I had a bunny, too.
Yeah, I think it's a great medium in that it combines art and theater and storytelling. And so I'm interested in all of those things. I love making art and I love telling stories. And it's one of the few mediums where you get to do both.
So. Now let's meet the person who is on your right. Good morning. How are you?
Hello. Hi, I'm Darlene Fidelli Thompson. I've been doing puppets for about 17 years. My MFA is in playwriting. So I'm basically, I consider myself a writer first and then a musician and a puppeteer. I've only been in Pittsburgh area for about 2 years. So
I was going to ask you if you're from Minnesota, I see.
I'm originally from Minnesota, but I actually moved up here from Virginia. And I've performed a number of venues since I've been up here. We were in Kids Can in Gibsonia in June. We were in the Pittsburgh Fringe Festival. We were at the Butler County Farm Tour last year and the Lovelace Puppet Festival a year ago. So we're... trying to get known in the area and really excited about the Puppetry Guild and the event tonight. It's a chance to show people puppeteers coming together and being crazy and giving the community something to laugh about and art to appreciate.
What musical instruments do you play?
I play guitar and piano.
And do you incorporate those along with your work?
Yes.
How so?
Well, the piece I'm doing tonight, for example, is a 10-minute puppet piece, and I composed the music for it and on a computer, and it's all recorded on computer, and it accompanies the puppet action.
Yeah, that's a big part of it for, I think, most puppeteers, is having a soundtrack that goes along with the work that you do to provide some support as you do the show. And somebody I know from a number of different connections, but Pittsburgh Puppet Works is a group that Gwen Bowman is associated with. And you might know Gwen as being the weatherman's daughter. People always ask anyway, and I know that's something you're not. That's something you're certainly proud of.
I am, absolutely. But what some people don't know is that he's been a ventriloquist for almost as long as he's been in weather, which is how I got my start in puppets as well.
So. He started a long time ago, and that's Dennis Bowman, who worked at Channel 11 and Channel 2 here in Pittsburgh. And do you remember him when you were a little girl? Of course you do, but I mean, do you remember him teaching you?
Larry, it is so funny you should say that, because he actually started learning ventriloquism now the exact same month I was born.
Wow.
So now, I often wonder about the timing myself. Is this some strange kind of coping mechanism dealing with a newborn in the house? I mean, everyone deals with it in their own way. No, I don't think so. I think it was just pure coincidence. But anyway, so there have always been puppets in my house since day one. And one of our family vacations every year was going to the International Ventriloquist Convention in Fort Mitchell, Kentucky. So some people go to the beach, which we did go to the beach too, you know. But every year we went to the Ventriloquist Convention. And so age two, I was 2 years old when I went to my first one. And so, you know, we just went every year. And as a, you know, youngster, I was learning, you know, techniques, puppetry, ventriloquism, comedy writing, character voices. And it just was always something our family did. In fact, everyone in my immediate family has actually performed professionally as either a puppeteer or ventriloquist, or actually they've all performed as
wow.
Yeah. So, so it's always just been something
I did.
A
lot of pressure, you know, to be born into
it is kind
this
of funny,
family.
Isn't it? So
channel your inner Candace Bergen.
No.
Candace Bergen, you all know that book, I'm sure. I know you must.
Yes.
Candace Bergen is the daughter of Edgar Bergen, right, the ventriloquist. And I guess her dad had some pretty special relationships with his wooden children that sometimes eclipsed his relationship with his own daughter. At least it's really not funny, but, I mean, she writes about Charlie McCarthy kind of being a pretty esteemed member of the family.
Right. It's very true.
Yeah. It's an interesting book. Sometimes happy, sometimes sad. Do you specialize in using ventriloquist dummy? Is that the right?
I wouldn't say that's my specialty. Yeah. I mean, I've played around with them forever. So I have a familiarity with working the figures. I've just actually developed my very first act as a ventriloquist, which I'll be showcasing tonight at the Puppet Slam. This will be my fourth official performance as a ventriloquist ever. You know, I've been doing the puppetry and I've been toying with the ventriloquism technique since age five. But, you know, this will be kind of a new avenue for me, and I'm pretty excited.
You know, somebody shows up, and it's either somebody with a typewriter, an accordion, or a ventriloquist. They all carry that same kind
right.
of bag, that rectangular bag. And you'll know it's if we see you.
And if it's all three, it's a puppeteer.
Yeah. why don't we get ready? And I'll talk with the other three. And
okay.
Do you want to do a little bit?
Well, I could do a little number from my Puppet Slam act tonight.
Yeah.
To try to hopefully promote and not deter anyone from joining us.
Yeah. Well, no, you'll do that. Why don't you get ready to do that? And let's talk about tonight's Puppetry Slam. Cheryl, this is at the Union Project. What is a Puppetry Slam, and why should we want to go?
Yeah. So the Puppetry Slam sort of takes the format of a poetry slam, which is short format works by all different people. So it's an opportunity to see, I don't know, up to a dozen shows tonight. It's all under 10 minutes. It's all good for families. It's going to be a nice way for people to be introduced to all the things that different people are doing with puppets around the city. And it's a pretty big variety of shows that they'll see tonight. And I'm hopeful that, you know, people are curious and just want to come and see what's going on. I'm excited about it.
So, I'll bet. Yeah. So it's at the Union Project tonight. What time does it start?
So the shows begin at 7. If you get there at 6:30, you can put on a giant puppet and welcome the crowd. And we are expecting a crowd. And so it's going to go from about 7 to 10 is what we're scheduled. And we're not exactly sure how long it's going to be because we're not exactly sure how long all the shows are. But we're really excited tonight to see what happens.
I see these puppets that have just made their way out in front of me here. And I'll post a picture of them up on our Facebook page. They're so pretty.
Yeah, oh. That sounds good to me. Okay. Let's go.
Oh, my gosh. She's not moving her lips. I wish you could see this. Can you do that again?
Good. We're going to do a song, aren't we? Let's do a song, okay? Yeah.
Okay.
Got to get ready, okay? Ready to go. Okay.
Wait, can you tell me the name? What's
This is actually a song.
Wait a minute, the name of the puppet, but do they have names?
Well, of course they have names. This is Wendy Lou. Okay, first I have to tell you, my act is about air travel. I play the role of a flight attendant as the ventriloquist, and then all of my characters are you know, characters you would see on an airplane.
Oh.
So I have Wendy Lou, the unaccompanied monster, right here, Wendy Lou.
I've seen her. I've sat next to her a lot.
We have Mew, the baby giraffe in the cabin, just kind of a pet or emotional support animal of sorts.
Hi.
So what happens in this song is basically Wendy Lou takes a liking to this giraffe and tries to capture him and keep him as her own. And the song is basically her trying to figure out what to feed him.
Interesting. So. So there's a little choreography and soundtrack. I guess just soundtrack, no choreography.
We won't worry too much about the choreography on radio.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Oh, you're the cutest lady giraffe that I did ever see. And now I'm gonna keep you safe and take you home with me. You'll be so warm and snuggly in your pink and squishy bed. I'll wash you, scrub you, then I'll put some ribbons on your head. I'm sure she'll wanna play dress up and have a cup of tea. But first she really needs to eat, just leave that up to me. Would you like some chicken or some chocolate-colored treats? I've got some corn chips in my room and also pickled beets. Meow, 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 meow. Do you eat green gummy bears or gingerbread with cheese? Well, this is harder than you thought. Oh, won't you tell her, please? Meow, 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 meow. You'll never find the perfect meal till you can speak giraffe. It really isn't funny, so I wish you wouldn't laugh. Meow.
That was amazing.
That was fun. Thank you for humoring me.
Amazing. And, oh, there's more.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
That's okay. There's more soundtrack. I'll let you figure out what to do with that.
Got it.
Ooh. That's more exciting puppetry music there. So what you need to know is what Gwen had there. She had two puppets that I think she made. And
One of them? Yeah.
And she was singing as herself, and each puppet was also singing. Her lips moved when she sang, representing herself, but the puppets were each done without your lips moving, and you really had me going. It looked,
well, thank you.
It looked like, especially, I wanted to put the microphone in front of the puppet.
Well, did you notice? I noticed Wendy Lou kept leaning towards the microphone herself when it was her turn. I was just laughing inside.
No,
I had nothing to do with that. I don't know what happened.
My puppets do that, too.
Yeah.
So tell me about your puppets, Darlene, you'll have at the slam.
Kirsten.
Actually. Oh, Kirsten.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's fine.
No, that's all right.
I'm
looking at Kirsten and saying Darlene.
Yeah.
We'll get back to Darlene.
My puppet show is actually a satire of Pittsburgh's foodie scene. So it's about a fictional restaurant called Crumb, which it doesn't actually cook food, but serves artisanal morsels that are harvested from other restaurants.
I like it. Somebody might steal that idea.
Right.
It's very timely. I like it very much. So that will be part of your performance tonight at the Union Project as part of the Pittsburgh Puppetry Guild Puppetry Slam. And how about you?
Okay, my piece is, as I mentioned, is a 10-minute piece with music. It's called Baby Bird and Bee. There is no dialogue whatsoever, and it's about a baby bird whose mother goes off to find him some food, and then left alone in the nest, he falls down, and he gets threatened by various other creatures, a fawn, a raccoon, and a fox, and there's a bee who comes along and befriends the baby bird. And I'm not going to give away the ending, but that's the gist of the story.
What a nice story. So we're going to something that seems really poignant, something funny is the monster is on the plane. Something that sounds especially funny and also somewhat, not sarcastic, but...
Satirical.
Satirical about Crumb, Pittsburgh's newest restaurant. And Cheryl, what about you?
Well, as you might expect, I'll have giant puppets there dancing, and I'll be dancing in a giant puppet. And then I've also produced a small show with my artistic partner, Kelly Van Aken, that I would describe as a sculptural puppet show. So it is a piece that starts as one thing and becomes many other things. And it is hard to describe on the radio, but I'm really excited to see it come to life tonight.
Now, if you are a puppeteer... or somebody who wants to learn more about becoming a puppeteer, going tonight would be a great thing. It's at the Union Project. We've linked to the event from slbradio.org. Is there a way, though, that people can get in touch with the Puppetry Guild if they want to connect? And I know it's a new guild.
Right. So we don't have a website up yet. People can connect through Facebook. So we have, if you look for Puppetry Guild of Pittsburgh, you can find us in that way. And I think that if folks wanted to email me, I could set them up with connecting to the guild. I'm fine with you putting my email address publicly so that people that were interested could contact me and I could set them up with the guild. We're not quite cool enough to have a website ourselves, but that's coming someday. It's on our someday list, Larry.
You'll get there. So if you write to Cheryl at studiocapazzini.com, that's probably the easiest way.
That's a great way to connect.
To do it. Well, thanks to all of you. This is really fun.
Thank you.
To have you here. We're going to go to our birthday segment in just a couple minutes. And did anybody miss anything that they wanted to say that I might have neglected to ask?
I think the only exciting thing to know is that you can come and get pierogies for dinner at the Puppet Slam.
It is a pierogi puppetry slam. I looked at that. So that is good to know. It's a pierogi puppetry slam taking place at the Union Project. It's the first ever, too.
Yeah.
7 o'clock tonight. And thank you, all of you, for
being
here.
Thanks for having
today.
Us.
Thanks.
This was great.
Come back.